on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 27, Johannesburg 25, Rustenburg 29 grade.
Highways are a mess this afternoon. The N1 in Midrand, both directions through Olifantsfontein at the moment. There's a crash on the Western Bypass from Four Ways heading down towards Malibongwe, and very busy on the N1 southbound from basically Quarter Drive all the way through Crown.
So, man, with your sport headlines, Harbhajan Singh blasts the embarrassing Eden Gardens pitch, and Rhumadizwe Oxenchair makes history with nomination.
Ons kop af met die Madlanga Kommissie van ondersoek na inmenging in die landse regstelsels en getuienis van die Noordwes sakeman Brown Mogotsi. Nou, hy het vandag gesê en uiteengesit hoe geld in die intelligensiediens van hande verwissel. Anastasie Mokobu brei uit.
Mogotsi says both informants and contact agents are paid exclusively by their handlers, who operate alone and never bring colleagues or witnesses when issuing cash. He says this is designed to minimize exposure, maintain secrecy, and protect the identities of operatives. According to his testimony, agents receive recruitment fees, task-related payments, and reimbursements, but must sign documentation after every transaction. Informants he manages are also compensated, but Mogotsi says he is never allowed to pay them directly. All informant pay payments, he says, are handled solely by a designated crime intelligent handler. Anastasia Mogobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Steeds by ondersoeke na inmenging in die regstelsel, die keer in die ad hoc komitee in die parlement. Professor Mary de Haas, wat sedert die 80s navorsing doen oor politieke moorde in KwaZulu-Natal, het getuig, en sy glo nie die politieke moorde taakspan het hulle goed van hulle taak gekwyt nie. Inteendeel, sy het getuig van aantuigings van mishandeling, onwettige klopjagte en getuienis wat gemaak is in die eenheidslede. Volgens haar het dit telke male na vore gekom uit onderhoude met gemeenskapslede en ander beamptes.
They just come in and search without a warrant. They don't produce an order when they take our phones. This was common. This was a common allegation. I mean, this is illegal. And the fact that I reported to Parliament the illegal seizure of a phone without a court order, and they were still allowed to carry on doing it.
In Annelies in Limpopo het die broer van 'n polisievrou wat van lewensversekeringsmoorde verdink word in die Landdroshof in Polokwane verskyn. Johannes Shokane word beskuldig van die moord op verskeie slagoffers sodat hulle lewensversekeringe aan polisievrou Rachel Kutumela uitbetaal kan word. Die saak is uitgestel tot die 9de Desember. En nuus uit die buiteland. In Brittanje het Engeland nou ook 'n verbod geplaas op die verkoop en vervaardiging van wet wipes met plastiek in. Nie net omdat dit die omgewing besoedel nie, maar omdat dit reuse verstoppings veroorsaak soos wat dit in dreine saamdrom, dit kos waterverskaffers daar jaarliks sowat £200 miljoen, oftewel R4,5 miljard, om hierdie verstoppings te verwyder. En die weer begin al meer soos somer lyk. Die dag begin gedeeltelik bewolk in Gauteng, Limpopo en Mpumalanga môre, enkele buie en donderbuie in die middag. Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 25, Mbombela 23 en Skukuza 29 grade, Polokwane 24, Messina 30. Noordwes, mooi weer en warm, by King en Rustenburg op na 29. Ek is Marlene Fouché, die en ander stories is op trackernfm.com, meer nuus om 7.